Hey.
Hi, Juanita. Good afternoon. This is Sean again. How are you?
I'm good.
Did you ever find out, like, the date of your diagnosis for uterine cancer?
Yeah, let me grab my papers.
Okay, great.
You know how women are, and now I'm putting up clothes. I've just been home for about an hour. It was so crowded up there.
Oh,
I guess because of the holidays or whatever.
Oh, okay.
Okay, let me see. How long does that? All over the bed. I'm sorry. Yeah, I had to find the papers. Okay, now, what do I supposed to be finding? I'm going to just be careful for a second.
The current law allows the Labor Department to give employers and those pay certain workers less than the federal minimum wage of $7.25. Comments on the potential rule start on January 17th, and it will need to be picked up by President-elect Donald Trump's administration.
What is it to me? Let's see.
And today,
let's see, it's like February. And it's like
today's February 4th.
February 24th.
It's called
Ehlers-Danlos syndrome. Never throw my X-ray stuff, but what is it? Hello?
Yeah, I'm sorry.
Oh, okay. What is it I'm supposed to be looking for?
We're trying to find the date that you were diagnosed with uterine cancer.
Okay, that was diagnosed. Got stuff on the back and the front.
Well, let's do this. Let me try this. Can I get your date of birth, Juanita?
Yes, 11/12/62.
Okay. And then
I can text you all these papers now.
No, that's not necessary. Okay.
Okay.
So you're born November 12th, 1962?
Correct.
Okay. And then how old were you when you were diagnosed with uterine cancer?
40. Bring that on here too. I told you it's been so long, so it really has. So 46.
You're 46 years?
Yeah.
You're 46?
I was 46, yes.
Okay, you're 46. I'm sorry, you were 46 when you were diagnosed with cancer?
Yes.
Okay, uterine cancer?
Yes.
Okay.
Well,
so
it's uterine cancer.
I'm sorry, what?
Yes, it was.
It was uterine cancer.
I'm just trying to read through this so I can have, it's history endometrial carcinoma.
Endometrial carcinoma?
Yes. That's my history. And I see my chest x-rays.
What's the date on that?
February 24th, 2009.
February 24th, 2009?
Yeah.
Is that a paper that's talking about your treatment or your diagnosis?
These are both. I asked for both. I requested both.
Okay.
But I'm trying to, because it has the contrast. Okay, I guess all this was the x-rays they did. That's what I'm trying to do, to get to the paper where I was. Right, you know. Okay, the impression they got was the cyst or favored, ultrasound is recommended, cystic masses within the pelvis.
We're getting too far ahead of ourselves. To the best of your knowledge, you read a carcinoma. And
yeah.
Is that just, can I spell it out slowly to make sure I have it correct?
Yeah, because I don't know what that is. Really.
I know, but
listen
to me carefully, Juanita.
CARBINOMA.
I'm going to have to ask you to repeat it from the beginning, please. I'm sorry.
CARBIN.
Oh, I know. I don't need the carcinoma. What's the word before that? I'm sorry.
Endometrial.
And.
Like endometriosis, but it's endometrial. ENDOMETRIAL. You got it.
Okay, so you were diagnosed with endometrial cancer.
Yeah.
Okay, as opposed to uterine cancer. Okay, all right. I'm sorry to hear that. And what was the date of that diagnosis? February 24th, 2009?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm sorry to hear this. Okay.
Thank you.
February 24th.
Okay.
All right, Juanita, I'm gonna walk you through. So, what I'm doing is I'm walking you through the sign up process for the hair relaxer lawsuit, and the reason for this lawsuit is that there's plenty of scientific evidence that links endometrial cancers to the chemicals that are found in hair treatment products. And so I want to walk you through step by step, but first I do need to go over some things that we first started, but we never finished. And it's for quality assurance purposes. This call is being recorded. Is that all right with you?
That's fine.
And you would like to see if you meet the criteria to participate in this hair relaxer lawsuit?
Yes.
Okay. And you can confirm you did not already get an attorney for this lawsuit, the hair relaxer lawsuit. Okay.
No.
And are you willing to affirm under penalty that you have not sought legal representation, advice from another law firm or attorney, and signed documents in another law firm for this hair relaxer lawsuit?
Yes.
Okay. And you did use a hair treatment product for at least within the last 20 years? Okay. And then you are an adult over age 18, so you could file this claim with the firm that we're working with?
I am.
Okay. And regrettably, your diagnosis occurred on February 24th, 2009. And if I actually do the math, 2009 minus 1962, you are 47 years of age. February. You were actually 46. And in November.
Yeah, that's what it is. I'm now 40.
Okay.
What did 46. I say? Yes, 46.
46 years of age, okay. And then what is the name of the doctor that diagnosed your endometrial cancer?
That's all over my papers, Dr. Hunter, and I couldn't think of it for nothing.
It's okay. How do you spell Dr. Hunter?
Dr. D-R. Oh, okay. Well, you say
the hand. How do you spell
Hunter?
Hunter
is H-U-N-T-E-R.
Oh, Hunter. Okay, Dr. Hunter.
Yeah.
And where is Dr. Hunter at?
He's at the cancer center. I don't know where he's at now, but then He was at the cancer center on Fayers Road in Greenville, South Carolina.
Okay. Bear with me here. It's going to be a little some silence because I'm trying to find him.
Okay. I mean, he might have retired by now. I don't know. It says Surgeon James E. Hunter.
I found him. He's James E. He's an OBGYN.
Okay.
Dr. James Elmo Hunter.
Yes, correct.
Okay.
ID, comma, MD.
Yes, okay. Bear with me here, okay? It looks like he specializes in gynecological oncology.
Yeah.
Gynecologic oncology is what his specialty is. Okay. He's the appropriate doctor.
Okay. I see my data operation too. So the date that I was diagnosed, what did I give you?
February 24th.
Okay, well, I had the surgery. I see date of operation, February 28th.
February 28th? Okay, they started treating you right away. Okay, good. February 28th.
Real quick, yeah.
Yeah, smart. Okay, bear with me here, okay? All right, now, next thing I'm doing is I'm actually looking up the facility. That he was at the Cancer Institute of Greenville, South Carolina?
Yes, it's the Greenville Hospital System Outpatient Surgery. No, it's the Cancer Center. I had it done at, what is that?
Well, let's slow down here for just a brief moment. When you got the news that you had endometrial cancer, was that news provided to you at the doctor's office or was that at the cancer center?
It was at the doctor's office.
Okay. And was it at the hospital or the actual doctor's office?
Oh, Lord, I don't remember that.
Okay. Do you know at the... bear with me here. Was Dr. James Hunter's office in Spartanburg, South Carolina?
No, it's in Greenville. I'm looking at it. Cancer Center of the Carolinas. Oncology, Fayers Road. So that is the Cancer Center is right next to Greenville. Greenville Memorial Hospital on Fayers Road in Greenville.
Did you get your diagnosis at Greenville Memorial Hospital?
I did.
You did? Okay, that's what I was trying to get. Okay, Greenville Memorial. So to summarize what I've just learned is when you got diagnosed with endometrial cancer, you were at Greenville Memorial Hospital, and Dr. Hunter was at that hospital.
He was at the hospital, but his office was at the cancer center.
I'm sorry. So one second. Let me just backtrack here so we're on the same page. And what I think I'm hearing you say is that Dr. James Hunter told you you were at Greenville Memorial Hospital when they told you you had cancer. And then and that was Dr. Hunter that diagnosed your cancer. But when you had to get treatment, you were treated elsewhere at a cancer specialty place. Does that make sense? Am I understanding that correct?
Yeah. Why are you telling me this? That's why I'm doing a reading too, because it says physician James E. Hunter.
Yeah,
pathologist.
But I'm actually trying to help you, trying to, like, aside from the papers, does that make sense? Do you remember, like, being at Greenville Memorial Hospital, being checked out or looked at, and that's when they told you that you had cancer?
No, I don't. And you know what I remember? I remember being at New Horizons. I remember being at New Horizons. That's where I've been going for years.
Is that where they
and
told
they
you?
Did a pap smear, yeah.
Is that where they told you had cancer?
Yes.
So Dr. James, so I'm sorry to interrupt you, but so Dr. James Hunter worked for, was that New Horizons?
No.
Where was Dr. James Hunter? He was only at the cancer.
Only at the cancer center.
Okay. Do you think Dr. James Hunter diagnosed your? You know what I mean by diagnosed, right? That's, you know, you're not well. You're unhealthy. You go see the doctor, and then they tell you that you have endometrial cancer. When they tell you you have endometrial cancer, that's when they diagnosed you.
I do understand. And again, I was diagnosed from New Horizon because they gave me a pap smear and all this stuff and send it off.
Okay.
And they the one told me that I had cancer, and then they said, you're going to start going to the cancer center.
Okay, got it. Okay, do you happen to do you remember the name of the doctor at New Horizon Health Service?
I do not. Not where they do it.
That's okay, but where you learned that you had cancer was at New Horizons Health Services. Is that at 975 West Ferris Road in Greenville, South Carolina?
It is now, but it was, sir. It was on the New Horizon on Pendleton Street in Greenville, South Carolina. They moved up on Ferris Road like 2 years ago.
Okay, but they used to be at Ferris Road?
They are on Ferris Road now. They used to be on Pendleton Street.
Okay, so I need to use the current address, unfortunately. I mean, unfortunately, okay. All right, so bear with me. So the name of the facility was called New Horizon Family Health Services?
Correct.
Okay, very good. Bear with me here, okay? That's where you got the diagnosis?
Correct.
Okay, but then Dr. Hunter, he's the one that oversaw your treatment.
Correct.
Okay, got it. Okay, perfect. Thank you. That makes a lot of sense. Thank you so much, Juanita, for being patient.
Mm-hmm. You're welcome. Thank you for being patient with me.
Oh, you're fine.
That's just been so many years ago, you know.
I do. I understand that. Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. Now moving forward. You were not in the state of Kentucky, Louisiana, or Tennessee when you received this diagnosis. Is that right?
That's right.
And you weren't living in Kentucky, Louisiana, or Tennessee when this diagnosis was made?
No.
Okay, thank you. And then did you use a hair treatment product of any brand more than 4 times in a single year before you were diagnosed with cancer?
Yeah.
Okay. And on average, how many times per year did you use a hair relaxer or hair straightener prior to your diagnosis? On average, how many times per year?
I would say 3. Black people anyway put a perm in their hair every 3 months.
Every 3 months? Okay. Mm-hmm. So that would be about 4 times because there's some – that's about there's 12 months, and if you do it every 3 months, that's 4 times in a year. Does that sound right to you?
Yes. I do understand.
Okay. And again, we've answered this question already, is what facility were you diagnosed with cancer? And that would have been New Horizons Family. Yes, correct.
Yes.
Okay. And it used to be on Pendleton Road, but it's okay. I just need to know the current address.
Yes.
Okay. And then just to confirm, Juanita, you're both a citizen as well as a resident of the United States?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. And then you gave me this information. Your date of birth is November 12th,
1962.
Okay. Yes. And again, I will help you, just like the talcum powder, the law firms will help you get justice in the form of compensation for damages, because you, like many other people, did not know that these products could be linked to cancer, could be linked to your endometrial cancer.
Of course not.
I know. Had you known, you would have been like, nope, I don't want to put that in my hair, we'll help you get justice. Were you ever diagnosed with breast cancer or Lynch syndrome?
No.
Okay. And do you know, do you have any other friends or family or loved ones that also used a hair treatment product and also developed a cancer?
Not right offhand, I don't.
Okay. If you do think of someone, you're welcome to have that person call me.
Really?
Yes, absolutely. I hope I can help that person. Now, Juanita, how old were you when you first started using a hair relaxer product?
Oh, probably 18, 19, 20, maybe about 22.
About 22 years old?
My mama come to Greenville from Ohio, yeah. About 22.
So if you were born in 1962 and you started using hair treatment products at age 22, that would have started around 1984.
Correct.
Okay.
I was trying to figure that out too, sir, back then a while ago, and you're about right.
And then when
like
you...
I said, I remember leaving Ohio, coming to Greenville in the 80s, yeah.
Okay. And did you start using these products in Greenville, South Carolina?
I did.
Okay, so that would be the state of South Carolina. And then what's your best guess or the approximate date you stopped using hair treatment products? Did you stop when you realized that maybe you've developed cancer in 2009?
No, I went natural. No, I didn't stop in 2009. I went natural, what's this, 2024, 23, 22, 21, 19, probably 2019, 2020.
2020? Okay.
Yeah.
So can I put like you stopped using the product approximately December of 2020 during the pandemic?
That's fine.
Okay. These are approximate dates. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And then you did use these products every other month. Oh, so by the way, so the law firm does ask for the approximate start dates and end dates of when you were using hair treatment products. So just to recap, what we talked about is the approximate date we started. I'm confident you probably don't know the exact date. So what I put is January 1st, 1984. And then we stopped using the products approximately December 31st, 2020 and during
Correct.
The pandemic. Does that sound right? Okay.
Correct.
Okay. And you did use these products on a monthly basis, like meaning every other month?
Every 3 months.
Okay. 4 times per year. Okay. And
when
then
my hair got nappy, I put it in. And that was in within 3 months.
Okay. And did you use it regularly each year during that time frame? Okay.
Yes.
So 2020.
And I tried different ones, you know, to see which one takes better or whatever, you know.
Okay. So
that's all women are.
That's about 36 years of using hair treatment product.
Yeah.
And you even used it after your cancer diagnosis. You still did not know at the time
cancer.
Yeah, you
did. I
did
not promise you.
I know. I understand that. I do. And that's you're not alone. Many people did not know until more recently through TV advertisement and radios that they've learned that was there's a connection. Now, when you did receive a hair relaxer treatment, did you get it mostly in a salon or was it home? Where did you most often get a hair treatment treatment?
The majority of the time at the dollar store or Dollar General.
Is that where you purchased it?
Yes.
Okay. But where did you apply it? Did you do it at home?
Yes.
Okay, gotcha. So you mostly did your perms on your own, or you?
I did.
Okay, got it. Okay, and you, this question you already answered, which is, do you currently use any hair relaxer products? And the answer is no. You stopped it in 2020.
I asked that again.
The question is, do you currently use any hair relaxer products? And the answer is
now.
No. Yeah, now.
No. Yeah,
yeah.
No.
Yes.
No. No.
Yes, because you stopped in 2020.
Mm-hmm.
Juanita, do you have any receipts or empty bottles?
No.
Okay. And
no way.
What,
you're supposed to discard them, you know.
Yes, I understand. Mm-hmm. And then what brand name product do you think you used most often?
Dark and Lovely.
Dark and Lovely.
I do remember.
Okay.
Dark and Lovely.
Yes.
QP Perm. Okay. I used, let's see, QP Perm, Dark and Lovely, what's the one with all the orbs in it? I'm trying to picture it in the dollar store because I have. Oh, the olive oil. It just say olive oil. It's in a green box.
ORS, olive oil?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay.
And,
that's okay. We can just use Dark and Lovely as the product you use most often.
Dark and Lovely, exactly.
Okay. And this question, I think you already answered it as well, which is, did your cancer diagnosis happen 2 or more years after you first started using the product regularly for at least 1 year? And I believe the answer is yes.
Yeah.
And the reason why is because you first started using the product back in, 1984? And it took many years for you to later get diagnosed with cancer.
Yes, sir.
And then what type of treatment did you receive you got diagnosed with cancer and you're now under the care of Dr. Hunter? Mm-hmm. What type of treatment did they do for you? Did you have to have surgery or chemotherapy or radiation therapy?
No, I made it before they had to do chemo and radiology. He did the surgery just in time to keep me from being able to go through that.
Okay. So they had surgery. Was that the hysterectomy?
It will affect because I'm reading and they say they took my cervix, they took my tubes, and there was one more thing. Oh, and I tripped me out when I read it. I said, oh my God, I didn't realize they took all that out my body. I actually started crying.
I'm sorry, Juanita. I'm sorry to hear this. So I think I heard you say that the type of treatment you received would have been a surgical removal of the cervix and ovarian tubes?
Yeah.
It's
three. I'm trying to.
Yeah. I know. I'm sorry to have you relive this or even think
about it. No, I'm fine. I'm just trying to. And I know the paper when I.
It's okay. And then this question you already answered, which is your treatment started February 28th, 2009.
Yeah.
Okay. 4 days later, they had you at the Cancer Institute.
I didn't hear you.
4 days later, they had you at the Cancer Institute.
Yeah.
Okay.
Abdominal hysterectomy. Okay, I see that. Hysterectomy for women, you know, it's kind of everything, and I'm down here.
Okay, bear with me here. Okay. You didn't have to do chemotherapy or radiation therapy?
I did, and I made it in time not to do that.
Okay. Did they give you pain medicine as well?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Lortel, so something. I read it through here, too.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear this. Okay, so bear with me here. And then you did state that your treatment started February 28th, 2009, and that would have been under the direction of Dr. James E. Hunter.
Yeah. It got additional findings. I didn't know, notice or something, bilateral ovarian, serous, cysto, you know that doctor word. I can spell them to you, but I can't pronounce them.
It's okay.
And that was an additional, so that was their findings also.
And Dr. James Hunter, He was at the cancer.
Carolina. Yeah.
Of the Carolinas. Is that located on 37 Villa Road, Greenville, South Carolina?
Ferris Road.
Ferris Road?
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, it looks like they now go by the name Prisma Health Cancer Institute.
It does. They changed
okay.
their name.
All right, let me do this. Let me make a note of this, okay? Bear with me here.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you. You're doing wonderful, Juanita. And I'm so sorry that you have to go through this and talk about it again. Bear with me here, okay?
Okay. Okay, so Ms. Gambrill will be suited for an open laparotomy.
Laparotomy?
Yes, I had therefore scheduled her surgery. It was on a Tuesday. She understands that we will remove the uterus and the cervix, as well as both the left and right ovary.
Oh, jeez. Okay.
I see it now. I see it. Oh, God.
I know. You've been through a lot here. So bear with me here. I've got a phone number for the Cancer Institute. It's now called Prisma Health Cancer Institute Center for Integrative Oncology and Survivorship. Mm-hmm. It's on 900 West Ferris Road, Greenville,
yeah.
South Carolina, 29605. Do I have the right place?
Yes, sir.
Okay. How are you doing? Are you okay?
Yeah. I have not read none of this stuff until this morning.
I know.
I didn't want to talk about it. It took all my insides out.
I know this is very painful to talk about and to relive, and I don't want you to do that. But we do know that there's a purpose for this, and that purpose is for the lawyers, a lawyer to work with, to represent you and help you get compensated for damages.
Okay.
And by the way, we're almost done. We're almost done. Okay. So Juanita, I'm going to confirm your gender is female, correct?
Yeah.
Okay. And now I get to ask you how to spell your first name. That's spelled J-U-A-N-I-T-A. Is that right?
Correct.
Okay.
Yeah.
And do you have a middle initial?
I don't.
Okay.
Sometimes I use my maiden name as the middle initial, but no, I don't have it.
How do you spell
your... I'm sorry.
It's okay. You can take a moment. Do you need a moment, a quick second or a minute?
Hold on.
Sure. Okay, sure. Take your time.
Okay. Thank you.
I wish I could give you a big hug, but I'm in California.
I take it.
I know. Okay, so how do you spell your last name?
G A L B R E L L.
Okay. And let me pronounce it first. Is it Gambrell?
Yes.
G as in golf, A as in apple.
G as in what? Girl.
G as in girl, okay.
Okay.
I'm
a little hard to hear. So
it's okay. A as in apple.
Yes.
M as in Mike.
Yes.
B as in boy.
Yes.
R as in Roger.
Yes.
E as in Eric.
Yes.
L as in Larry.
Yes.
L as in Larry?
Yes.
Okay. Perfect. Juanita Gambrell. And then I doubt you have a suffix, right? Like no junior, senior, first, second, or third? Okay. And then now the law firm does need your social to go on the authorization for medical records. Could you provide me your social?
277-703290.
Okay.
Ohio.
let me repeat that to make sure I have it right. It's 277-703290.
Correct.
Okay. All right. And then do you have an email address that I can send any copies of forms to your email address?
Juanita Gambrill 55@gmail.com.
Okay. It's basically your first name and your last name as spelled 55@gmail.com.
Yeah.
Okay, great. And then I already know this is your phone number that I'm speaking to you on. It's area code 864-484-0897.
Yeah.
Okay. And is this a cell phone that you can get text messages?
It is.
Okay. And then you could also search the internet if you wanted to.
I'm dumbfounded.
I know. You're okay. You're doing fine. I don't blame you. Okay, so I can see that you are going to meet the criteria to participate in this lawsuit. Towards the end of our call, when we're finished, we're going to have you sign the legal agreement between you and the firm to represent you. And keep in mind, they do this on a contingency basis, kind of like talcum powder. They don't charge you anything. They're only paid if they're successful in getting you compensation for damages, okay?
Yeah.
After we're done, it may seem like you're finished, but there is one last thing, one final step, and that's a case verification call between you and the law firm, okay?
Yeah.
They'll call you and take a minute or two to verify that you have used hair treatment products, you were diagnosed with endometrial cancer, and that it's okay to request medical records, all right?
Yeah.
And so I'm assuming they'll call you on this phone, but what is the best time that you can be reached? Would that be morning, afternoon, or evening? Do you have a preference?
Afternoon.
So afternoon it'll be. Okay.
Yeah.
Now, Juanita, I'll gather your address, please. What is your address?
103 Klein Street. Sorry about my voice.
It's okay.
Klein Street, B-A-R-I-N-E, Taylor, South Carolina, 29687.
Okay, 1 second. Can you spell crime? Is it crime, like as in C-R-I-M-E?
Correct.
Okay. Okay, 103 Crime Street,
yes.
Taylor,
yeah.
South Carolina.
Yes.
Oh. C-L-I-N-E?
Correct.
Okay, thank you. And that's in Taylor, South Carolina, 29687?
Yeah.
Okay. And then is that a house?
It is.
Okay, so there's no apartment number or
no.
Unit number?
It's a house.
Okay. Great, thank you. And then you can already answer this question. You do have copies of medical records to show the law firm. Yes, you do.
Yeah.
I see. Or I hear that. And then you'd be able to provide these if they requested them either through the mail. You can send the copies to the mail or send them by fax.
Can I fax? Yeah, we have a fax machine that works.
Oh, perfect. Okay, so I'll mark that you can send them by fax.
Yeah.
Okay. 1 second here.
I'm sorry. And then I feel off and I hate getting upset.
Juanita, you don't need to be sorry. You're doing fantastic. You're doing great. I feel so bad that I've had you ask these questions, you know, so
Well, you're a good person. I could tell that.
Oh, thank you.
Too. And my grandmama raised me, so I could tell by someone's voice and I thank you for this.
You're very welcome. I'm so glad I have the opportunity to help you. I do. Bear with me, Arch. Thank you, Juanita. Bear with me here, okay? I'm making a note for the law firm that you were treated at Cancer Centers of South Carolina, but are now called Prisma Health.
Yes.
Okay. Can you imagine? We're almost done. So the law firm does request an emergency contact, and that's in case something unfortunate happens. This is to ensure your case can be continued for your loved ones. Typically, they only contact your emergency contact if they're unable to reach you for an extended period of time. This is a precaution that helps prevent disruptions in your case. Do you have a person you would like to list as your emergency contact?
That's where we're rolling out these ads. I thought that was going to make a personalized gift
recommendation.
Juanita? Serve as a more conversational way of researching.
Do you have an emergency contact you'd like to list?
Yes, it's Jermaine Greer.
Does he live with you?
Yes.
Okay, Jermaine, is that spelled J-E-R?
Yes, M-A-I-N-E.
Okay, and Greer, is that G-R-E-E-R?
Correct.
Okay, and Jermaine's phone number?
864. 999-8413.
Oh, very good. Let me repeat that to make sure I have it correct. I have 864-999-8413.
Yes, sir.
Okay. And what is Jermaine's relationship to you?
He's my boyfriend.
He's your boyfriend. Okay, very good.
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, very good. I'm glad you have somebody. Okay. All right.
Yeah, he's been very supportive.
You need that. You do. And he needs you too, by the way. That's
yes.
good. All right. So guess what? We're almost done.
Okay.
I will be sending you a text message with a link to the forms to sign. Have you ever electronically signed using your phone before?
Yes.
Okay, good. You're familiar with this. Before
yeah.
I send the forms, I want to make sure I'm double checking my work to make sure everything is right before I have you sign. Okay, so bear with me here.
Okay.
So I'm going to go. You would like to see if you meet the criteria. Yes. You don't have an attorney. You're willing to affirm under penalty. You don't have an attorney or signed documents for this lawsuit, the hair relaxer. You have used the product within the last 20 years. Regrettably, you were diagnosed with endometrial cancer, a very painful experience.
Yes, I was so scared.
I know, and I can sense it too. I still, even years later, it's still very traumatizing for you.
Yes.
I understand. I'm sorry. I wish I could, like I said, give you a hug and let you know it's okay. You're filing a claim for yourself, but with the assistance of a law firm who's going to represent you, about to represent you. You were diagnosed with cancer February 24th, 2009, at the age of 46 is what we calculated. The original, you don't remember the name of the doctor that diagnosed you, but you do know it was at New Horizon Family Health Services on 975 West Ferris Road. And that's in
yeah.
Greenville. And I've got a phone number that I found from the internet, 864-729-8330.
Yeah.
You were never living, you did not live or get diagnosed in Kentucky, Louisiana, or Tennessee.
No.
You did use a hair treatment product more than four times in a single year prior to being diagnosed.
Yeah.
On average, you used the product at least four times within a year prior to being diagnosed.
Yeah.
When you were diagnosed with cancer, as we already said, it's New Horizon Family Health Services, 975 West Ferris. You are a citizen and resident of the United States. Your date of birth is November 12, 1962. You were not diagnosed with breast cancer or Lynch syndrome. You were 22 years old when you first started a hair treatment product, and that was in South Carolina, where you currently live. We estimate that you started using the product in 1984. We said January 1st, and then we estimated you stopped using the product in 2020, December 31st, 2020. We've used the product approximately four times per year, like every 3 months. And then you used it for 36 years between 1984 and 2020. Is that right, 2020?
Yes, I was hooked on them perms.
I know, I know. Because you had to look nice, because you always look nice.
It did, it did. We thought we was, I thought I was hot stuff.
Yeah, right? Okay, and then...
It broke off a couple of times, you know, and I would brush my hair, you know. Black people, black women use hair grease.
Yeah.
So I would grease my hair and braid it and plait it and get it to grow back.
Yes.
And I put another perm in it and do it again. I said, oh, my God. But I didn't know that was it. I thought I just wasn't taking care of it, but I was taking care of my
hair. You were. Yes, you were. Yeah. All right. And then you use the product mostly at home. You don't currently use any hair relaxer products. You don't have any receipts or empty models, bottles. You mostly use Dark and Lovely, which is a very popular product. Your cancer did occur more than 2 years after your first exposure. As a matter of fact, it was many, many years later. The type of treatment you received, I know I won't even have to go through it. I took good notes. We talked about it. I made a note of it for the law firm so they can read this later. And then your treatment did begin a couple of days after you were diagnosed. It started February 28, 2009. You read it over the medical records. I know it was a great doctor, Dr. James Hunter, that helped you. He was at 900 West Ferris Road. And again, this would have been the Cancer Center of South Carolina. Okay, so about you, your female, Juanita Gambrell. I got confirmed your social. I confirmed your email address and your phone number. And I confirmed your residence. And I got your – you do have medical records. You could fax them to the law firm.
Okay.
And then I've got your emergency contact, which would be your boyfriend. And guess what? In a few seconds, you're going to get a text message with a link to the forms to sign.
Okay.
Once we finish signing, once we're done signing, we're going to be finished with this phone call. But don't forget about the case verification call that the law firm is going to reach out to you within 24 to 48 hours. Okay, so by now you should have a text message with a link to the forms.
Yeah, I heard it, Dane.
You did? Okay. We're almost done. You've been very good.
Okay. You there?
I'm here, yes. I'll be on the phone with you just in case if you have any questions or need help.
Okay, hold on.
Oh, sure. Take your time.
If I hang up, please call me right back.
Okay, sure.
I am very dumbfounded with these phones, okay?
I understand.
Every year, something different.
What you can do, you can put me on speaker. Do you know how to put me on speaker?
You're on speaker.
Oh, I can. Okay, great. So you want to click...
Okay. So it won't hang up. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, hold on.
Sure.
I can do this. You still there?
Yes, I am. Yeah.
Okay, hold on. Okay, I'm going to tap your name. Help for John. Okay, well, it says to send you a discussion envelope. I mean, a DocuSign envelope. Do I supposed to tap that?
Yes, correct. You click that link. You'll say yes to agree to text SMS messages.
Okay, hold on.
Okay.
Okay, say yes. Okay.
And then you'll agree to electronic records and signatures, another yes.
Okay, they got this thing. Okay, allow this time. Okay.
Yes, allow. Okay.
This site can't ask for your permission. Close any bubbles or overlays from other apps. talking. Okay, it says this site can't ask for your permission. Close any bubbles or overlays from other apps. Then try again.
What, you may have to close.
Hold on. I don't know what is allowed while visiting this site. Try again. Use your device location. I'm going to push cancel for a minute. Okay. Okay, please sign. Okay, I got it. I told you, you had to get on the phone.
Okay. Did you? Yeah.
Okay. Please sign. I'm trying to.
At the very bottom of the please sign.
Oh.
Is,
okay, we'll say I agree to you. Okay.
Yes, you have to agree to
Thank
electronic.
You, I'm sorry.
It's okay. You have to agree to electronic records and signatures.
Okay, it's Roman. Okay, I'm going through. Okay, I got it. See the little yellow arrow.
Yes, correct. Okay,
I got to draw my signature. Lord, this is going to be sloppy.
It's okay. That's fine. Remember that you're going to be asked to initial and signature, so make sure that when you're signing, you're signing, and when you're initialing, you're initialing.
Okay, Juanita. Can you see my writing?
Not yet. When you're finished, I can see it.
God help you.
You're fine. Don't worry.
About this
Juanita,
time.
If you saw my signature, it's just a scribble. I just scribble. You can't even see that. You can't tell
okay.
that it says John. Mauer.
Okay,
says,
now what I do next? Tap the next yellow
yes,
arrow.
Yes, correct.
Okay. It's got a lot of yellow arrows. Okay.
Yes. The yellow navigation buttons will show you where on the page you'll need to sign.
Draw your initials. Okay, that's a little better.
Is it? Okay. Oh, nice.
I like the initials. Okay.
Good.
I'm getting there, sweet. Oh, they're so small. Okay. Oh, they keep jumping. Hold on.
Oh, okay.
Initials. Okay, my signature initial. Okay. Oh, it's doing some of it for me. That's good. Okay.
Is it, okay.
Finish.
Does it say finished?
Okay, it says continue. Okay, yeah, I'm done.
Yes, okay. Well, congratulations, because that by now you and I are done. I've helped you get signed up to participate in this lawsuit, and I'm going to text you a confirmation that we've signed up, and I'll also send you a phone, the name and the phone number for the law firm. Remember that the name of the firm is Pulaski Kirker. They're the ones that want to represent you, and they'll call you. Either them or their managing agency, A4D, is going to call you to do that case verification call sometime in the next 24 to 48 hours, okay? So it's going to come quick. Bear with me here, okay?
Pulaski?
Yeah, Pulaski Kirker. Bear with me here. I'm going to send you a text message with their phone number here, okay?
Okay, thanks.
You're very welcome. Oh, you've done wonderful, Juanita. I'm sorry that you even went through this.
Thank you. Yeah, about bad memories for sure. You know, some stuff you try to, for say, erase from your mind, and it doesn't take long to have it brought back, you know, but I'm okay. I'm okay. I'll, you know, like I said, when he had told me, that they had to do it quick to keep me from being able to go through radiation and chemo. You know, that kind of back then eased my mind a little. Because who wants to go through that?
I know, that's awful. That was a life-changing event.
Yes.
You know, we're almost done here. I'm sending you a text message to remind you to be on the lookout for a call from A4D or Pulaski Kirker. They'll be calling you from a 909 number, and I'm going to text it to you just in case.
Okay.
If you don't get a call from them by what by if you don't get a call from them by the end of Friday, I will call you on Monday, or we can you can call me on Monday, either one. Okay, okay. I just sent you a text message.
Okay.
It says, "Hi Juanita, this is John Maurer, the case intake specialist who signed you up to receive a possible settlement from the hair relaxer settlement. The last sentence, be on the lookout for a call from the law firm A4D and Pulaski Kirker. And just in case, their phone number is 909-906-3862.
Okay. I remember the 909 death.
Juanita.
That's pretty good.
We're almost done. I just want to say thank you for letting me help you. You know, you could have had anybody help you, but you let me, and I appreciate that. And I'm sorry about these unfortunate circumstances that brought us back, brought us together in the first place. The very fact that we're you know, that you had used these treatments for years and developed endometrial cancer. But, you know, you're going to be in good hands. This firm, Pulaski Kirker, is a very, very reputable, experienced national law firm. Experienced because they've litigated against billion-dollar corporations and were successful, and they're going to be successful for you, too, if they agree to take your case. We'll know. Once they talk to you, I'll know whether or not they've taken your case. And plus, you'll know, too, because they'll ask, like, you know, they'll get a specific okay, explicit permission to submit the request for medical records. All right. Do you have any questions for me?
I hope they're just as sympathetic as you are, because you're going to be blessed. I guarantee you that.
Oh, thank you, Juanita. You know, they're very good. They provide excellent service.
Yes.
So, well, I would like to give you a big hug over the phone and say thank you. If you don't hear from them by Friday, you and I will talk on Monday. I'll try to connect you with them on Monday, okay?
Okay.
If you have no other questions, I want to say good evening and thank you, okay?
Thank you, and you have a wonderful, you and your family have a wonderful, wonderful, blessed Christmas.
And same to you. Same to you. I wish you have a good night, okay? And God bless.
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye.
Good night.
Bye-bye.